Well, Memorial Day weekend is on the horizon, and for the occasion, I'm joined by Sergeant Josh Campbell of the Marine Corps Band New Orleans. Can you tell me a little bit about the concerts you guys have planned for this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's about an hour and a half concert. It's, you know, concert band. So if you're not one of those people that understands what a concert band is, think of like a symphony orchestra minus the strings. So you got brass, woodwinds, and percussion. But the music, you know, there's everything's pretty much a patriotic tone for this time of year. There's going to be some surprises in there that I don't want to give away. So I don't want to tell you about everything, so you're going to have to actually come and see it. What I will tell you, though, is we have two fantastic conductors. Our band officer, Brian Sherlock, Chief Warrant Officer 2, Brian Sherlock, is a fantastic conductor, as well as our staff non-commissioned officer in charge, Master Sergeant William Call. And this ensemble over the last year, like I said, I've been in 14 and a half years, and I've seen a lot of bands come and go. But seeing how far this band's come in the last year is pretty amazing. I'm not sure if you'd gotten out recently, but I'm sure quite a few of your listeners will remember that we just did a concert with the LPO in City Park. It's very well attended, and it's great to play with them. But, you know, it's one of those things where we're trying to do more with the concert band these days. But at the same time, we're not neglecting any of the smaller groups. You know, one of the ways that we're raising awareness on this Friday in Artillery Park, which is right across from Jackson Square, at 3 p.m., our brass band will be out there. And you're going to see us get, you know, more inside these local venues. And it's not that we haven't been around. It's just we haven't been as consistent because of our travel schedule that puts us outside the, you know, the area.
Could you talk to me generally about the Marine Band New Orleans? I think it's something a lot of people are not so familiar with.
We've been here since 1978, October 1978. I guess people don't realize we're here because our area of operations isn't just New Orleans. We have the entire continental United States because we fall under a Marine Forces Reserve. So only one reserve headquarters for the Marine Corps, and it's stationed here in New Orleans, and we're attached to that. So we represent that. There's 187 reserve sites throughout the continental United States. We support their ceremonies. But we also do a lot of community relations events, you know, things like Fleet Week up in, you know, Times Square in New York. We did the commemoration for the War of 1812 this last summer, which was combined with Navy and, you know, some of the Canadians as well, where we bounced around the Great Lakes, you know, all major cities. You know, we got to live aboard the USS DeWart, which is a guided missile frigate. Actually, it's probably the smallest ship that a Marine detachment's been on in, you know, over 100 years or so, which is pretty cool. And obviously, as the War of 1812 commemoration keeps going, you know, it doesn't finish up until really the Battle of New Orleans. So I'm sure when we commemorate that in, you know, next year or so, that's going to be kind of a culminating event as well here. And I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of media push for that as it comes around. But right now what we're doing is, in the sense, in this time with fiscal responsibility, we got hit with sequestration, you know, budgets didn't get passed, and we basically were put inside a 100-mile radius. The great thing about that is it allows us to get back inside our own backyard, our own community. What people may not know from here is that every time we travel outside of New Orleans, we take New Orleans with us. We don't just come out and say, well, we're the Marine Forces Reserve Band. In fact, over the last 2 years, we changed the name of the band. It is now called Marine Corps Band New Orleans. And everywhere we go, we make sure that we put that New Orleans twist on it. And we take our brass band with us, you know, on almost all the trips that we go on. And that's one of the things that always sells. You know, you can take an audience that is completely standoffish, has no idea what you're doing. You're standing there in dress blues, and there's a big wall between you and them. And all of a sudden, like within 30 seconds of that brass band playing, all the walls are down, and everybody just wants to have a good time. And that, you know, that's a great thing. So getting back in our backyard here, you know, we're getting into the World War II Museum, and as well as the St. Louis Cathedral. Concerts that are coming up this weekend, World War II Museum on Saturday at 2:30 will be in the Louisiana Pavilion. And then on Sunday, we're going to be at the St. Louis Cathedral. That concert starts at 6 p.m. All of our concerts will always be free and open to the public. We encourage you to come out. You know, and it's important this time of year. A lot of people are taking this time to think about, you know, how they're going to barbecue. It's, everybody knows that Memorial Day weekend is the start of summer. Everybody knows that. So how do I get outside? You know, what kind of hot dogs am I going to get? What kind of burgers? Who's on my guest list? You know, where's my cooler to keep everything cold? But it's really important that we take this time to remember the people that came before us. And I feel that that's my responsibility as a Marine musician. You know, our primary thing is that we tell the Marine Corps story. But more than that, you know, keeping that the nation first, realizing that it's not just about Marines, but all of our service members, all the men and women that served our country. And really remembering those that have given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. It's not something to be taken lightly. So please come down and spend the time with us to commemorate those that have fallen but are not forgotten.
So as I understand, as a drummer, you didn't specifically set out to play in the Marine Corps band. How was it that you ended up taking that direction as a musician?
At a certain point, I realized, like, looking at all my friends, you know, they could be playing every single day of the week, and you'd look at it and be like, man, you're so lucky. No days off, that's awesome, you know? But you would also realize that these guys could do that for the rest of their life. They were never going to have any health benefits. They were never going to have a way to really support anything other than what they did in that dream, which is great. But there was a part of me that knew that at some point I wanted a little bit more in my life than just a playing and performing aspect. And at that time, you know, I was introduced to a guy that had just joined the Marine Corps as a musician, fantastic guitarist. He'd graduated from Musicians Institute. And that stemmed into like, hey, why don't you check out this Marine Corps thing? You know, you're going to school, you need money for school. You're not necessarily in a great financial standpoint. You know, you're young. So I looked into it, took the audition, and you know, that was kind of a good thing for me at the time. It wasn't exactly what I thought getting into it. And I think we've done a lot better in the Marine Corps since then, as far as letting people know what they're actually getting into. But yeah, definitely there was some discovery on my part.
What did you think you were getting into?
Well, I mean, keep in mind that, you know, this was like 14 and a half years ago. When I got into this, it was like, oh yeah, so you're just going to probably play in a rock band and they'll buy you a drum kit and, you know, you're going to just tour the world kind of thing, or, you know, whatever they try to tell you to get you interested. I mean, the recruiter obviously had to make his mission. I honestly can't say that, like, I haven't seen that kind of a tactic in a really, really long time. We kind of go out of our way to let people know exactly what you might be getting into, what all your duties are, you know, the entire process. And I think I probably take that on my shoulders a lot because of my experience. I want to make sure people know what it really is like. So, but yeah, the military experience, you know, you join when you take your audition. It's like you have to play all your scales. You play, a solo, and then you do some sight reading. For drummers, you got to play like all your rudiments as well. You audition on mallet instruments. You audition on drum set, rudimental snare drum, concert snare drum. I mean, for a drummer's audition is like an hour, just because it just takes that long to play through everything. Once you're done with that, you know, they give you a contract before you sign your contract with the Marine Corps. They sign something that says, you know, if you're joining the Marine Corps, you will be a musician. You'll go to the Armed Forces School of Music when you're done with your training. And even at the time when I joined, that was still in writing, and they've been true to that. You know, you get a couple accelerated promotions off the bat, which kind of helps you out. School of Music was a good bit. By the time I got there, all I really wanted to do, like I said, was play. So, I mean, I probably spent 40 hours a week in a practice room, and you log it all. You know, I mean, I really did put 40 to 50 hours a week in a practice room. And, you know, sitting there with your private instructor who's just pushing you every week. On top of that, you're playing in ensembles, you're playing in concert bands, you're playing in big bands, marching band, jazz combos. Since then, we've, you know, added brass band rehearsals at the school, and, you know, there's always, like, brass quintets, woodwind quintets, mixed ensembles, and they bring in clinicians as well, which is really cool. A lot of recitals happening as well. Plus, you're in Virginia Beach, which, you know, is never a bad thing. It's a great scene. If you haven't been there, you know, it's a lot of music, and it's just kind of fun. Can be distracting, can be one of those places that wants to keep you out of the practice room. But
so playing with the Navy band and the Marine Corps band, you must have played in some pretty far-flung places over the course of your career. Are there any shows you've done that really stick out?
When I was in the Navy, you know, we got this phone call once, and we thought this was a joke. It was we got a message that said that D. Snyder needed a drummer to play with the ship's band on the USS Nimitz. And we really thought it was a joke, you know. You know who Dee Snider is? Twisted Sister, the singer, yeah. And he runs a radio show, pretty popular. Really great guy. When you get to meet him and talk to him, like, all kinds of energy. Well, it was actually legit. So basically the manager sent me a CD and I had like a day to learn six tunes on it. And, you know, I used like my ability to transcribe charts really quick to write down because I wasn't going to probably remember everything. I packed up my drum kit and I showed up on the flight line by myself. And all of a sudden, you know, a couple of vans show up and it's like Dee Snider and the VH1 film crew. We jump on this airplane. They fly us out. We do a hook landing on the USS Nimitz, which was one of the coolest things I've ever done. It's like if you like roller coasters, doing a hook landing on an aircraft carrier is amazing. So we get there. You know, some of the flight line guys help me get my gear down to where the audiovisual guys are. We do rehearsals with their manager all day, who's like a very strange guy. I don't even remember his name, but who's telling all these road stories about, like, you know, how he used to be on tour with Led Zeppelin and, you know, all these like old classic rocks, you know, road stories, which is pretty amazing. So later that night, we do the, you know, like a performance for the ship's crew with Dee Snider, and next morning flew home. A month later, we got the same kind of a message, except for it was Stephen Percy from Rat. So we flew out and did that. Just strange things happen. You know, it was at Camp Lejeune right before I checked out to come down here. Our band officer got sick, and it was like, hey, the first lady and the second lady and, you know, a couple other people are coming in, and you know, the band's got to play and whatnot, and we need somebody to go to these meetings with Secret Service and whatnot. And, you know, I was trying to check out when, it just kind of ended up getting thrown in my lap. But it was also a really great experience just to see how that works, you know, how the military worked with Secret Service, how those rehearsals were going to go and dealing with those entities. It was also kind of funny to realize how the people up in Washington, D.C. are used to working with the President's Own. Because the Marine Corps does have a band there, but the President's Own's quite a different, quite a bit different than our fleet bands.
So apart from being a drummer yourself, you also make drums, which you've done for a while. But since moving to New Orleans, you've been trying to set up a business here doing that.
You know, I have a business partner, DJ Boudreaux, who also runs Studio 101 here in town. And if I can do a quick shout out for Studio 101, it's not just a recording place. It's also a great place to get, you know, if you're just trying to rehearse and whatnot, it is also a rehearsal space, not just, you know, a place to lay down some tracks. Although he's been putting a lot into the studio lately. So if you have been there, but it's been a while, you might want to get back in there. You're going to see some nice improvements. Okay, so the way that tied in here, I ended up looking for a space where I could build drums again. And that ended up being Art Egg Studios. And anyone who's familiar with Art Egg realizes that there's a lot of different things that are happening inside that very strange place. You know, there's like an absinthe distillery in there. There's photographers. There's people that just have collections of artwork, sculptors, painters, Studio 101. And then there was me, the strange drum builder. Well, that worked out really well because DJ's wife, Ashley, helps run the place as well and kind of introduced us. And, you know, he thought, well, you know, I play drums and I run the studio and I'm also involved in this audiovisual community. And he's from here, you know, he's got a lot of the connections with like backline companies and everything else. And it seemed like one of those things where it's like, well, I want to learn about doing drums too. And I was at a point where I was like, well, I don't really want to start this company again under my name. I've moved all these times. I didn't know what was going on at the time, you know, going over a year back here, you know. So he ended up starting the company under his name, and the company name is NOLA Custom Drums. So it's still the same thing as far as me using, like domestic and, you know, exotic hardwoods. I buy them in big planks. I cut them down. I join them. I turn them on a lathe. They're perfectly round. They sound fantastic. You know, all that great stuff. But, there's still now a tie into what's going on inside the community here. When I originally started that company, even how it's put together, it didn't look like something that comes out of San Diego. If you look at the drums, it screams New Orleans. You know that I never want to get to the point where I'm a large company in the sense that I lose the ability to work with a customer who says this is what I want something to sound like. When I build a drum, it's not just an instrument. It's that, but it's also a piece of art, and it's something that I want to connect to the guy who's playing it. It's something that I want to build special for that person. why I build isn't because it's super profitable or anything else. Like I said, it was never great at business. Hopefully DJ is a lot better at it than I am. But it had to do with just a passion of wanting to build. Being here in New Orleans, you know, there's more ways that I realize I can tie it in. You know, we've got woods that are just beautiful here, that are native to the area. And that's something that I want to tie into each of the products that I'm putting out. And I don't want to approach it like it's a product. I want to approach it like it's a drum, you know? And I think a lot of my approach and why I do some of this stuff, you know, and I don't cut corners, is probably some of the stuff I've learned out of being in the Marine Corps. You know, we try to do the best we can with everything we have, regardless of what your resources are. That, you know, adapt and overcome thing definitely comes into play.
So with the line of work you've been in, you've obviously had to move around quite a lot. But you told me that you feel like New Orleans is somewhere you want to settle down. Is that right?
Yeah. The one thing I can say is, with that kind of a background, it's really easy to feel like you don't know where you belong. And when I came into New Orleans, one of the first things someone told me, said, New Orleans is either going to take you in and embrace you, or it's going to spit you out. And I could say that it's definitely embraced me. I don't want to leave. You know, we do get restationed every few years with the Marine Corps. Usually you're on station for about 3 years and then they move you. And this is the one place I don't want to leave. I want to settle down. I've moved too much. I'm here. You know, I feel like I belong. You know, I'm getting this drum company up and going with DJ NOLA Custom Drums. And I don't want to put all of this effort into it and walk away and start over again. And even if I was going to be any one place and really settle down, this would be it.
So the concerts are this weekend, Saturday at the World War II Museum at 2:30, and Sunday at St. Louis Cathedral at 6. Sergeant Campbell, thank you so much for talking with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.